This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News. I'm talking with Joy Mueller today of Kenya Hope, and we're going to be talking about their well project. It's kind of exciting. Joy, you'll give us more details about that. But before we dive in, I was looking at the headlines, and I noticed that there are a lot of areas of Kenya that are severely affected by drought. And this community that you guys are working in, is that one of those affected by drought?
Yes, it is. And not just drought, but just lack of good water source. Many of these communities have no, there's no water close by in any vicinity. It's typical for them to walk miles to go get water from a river or what they call a dam, and then have to carry it back home. So then when drought does come, then it's even worse, because if the rivers dry up or the dams, these ponds dry up, then it's even a harsher, more serious situation.
And you, I guess if you can take me back and briefly remind me how this project got started, how you were able to dig the well, and then we'll go from there with a couple questions.
Well, this well project is in one of our new communities that we have just partnered with. And when we were there last year and have surveyed this community, all they had as a water source is one of these, what they call dams, this big hole that someone came in, they hired someone to come in and dig. So when it rains, all the water collects there. Well, this watering hole is not used just by the people, but it's used by all of the animals, the livestock, the goats, the sheep, and then all the wild animals, the zebras, the wildebeest, elephants, everyone comes to use this water. Then also they will spray their animals, their livestock, for, you know, ticks and other things, and they have these chemicals on them, and then those animals go into the water. So not only is the water source contaminated with animal feces and stuff, but also all these chemicals, and that was their water source. So as an organization and our partnering church of Bethany of Long Beach, we saw this as a really critical need for this community. So that's where we said, let's meet this need.
And I understand that as you're not only meeting physical needs, but then this well project allowed you guys to share the gospel with this community. Can you tell me about that?
It does. I mean, water, physical water, is one of the ABCs of life. And as we provide that to these communities, then that does open the doors for us to share living water, which is God's word. And we have been, this has been a tremendous door opener to this community to do this. And one of the main things that people said once we had this fresh, clean water gushing out of the ground, they just hardly could contain, they didn't know how to communicate their gratefulness. And one of the things, comments we heard repeatedly from them was, we're no longer drinking with the animals. And they have just, because we were able to give them this physical, clean water, they are very responsive to hearing and accepting the living word, the word of God.
Do you have any specific examples that we could share with our, like, our listeners, kind of like a before and after? I know this is a new project, but anything that stands out in your mind?
Are you talking about the water or the Bible?
The Bible part of it, like the...
Okay. Yes, there was this elderly gentleman. It was quite sweet. We were in the middle of dropping the new pump, solar pump, down the well, and this older gentleman comes up to us and is trying to get my husband's and my attention, and he was holding one of the audio Bibles, and he said, I'm a bachelor. I live alone. And he said, last year you came here and you gave me this audio Bible. And he goes, I want you to know that this is my best friend now. He goes, I listen to this all day long, and I have learned so much from listening to God's word, and it is truly my best friend.
That's so awesome. And we want to get people connected to your organization and get them involved in creating more stories like this, so to say. I understand you have a matching grant for a new well, or is that to help pay off the one we were just talking about? Can you explain?
No, this is really exciting. And if I can just go back and give you a little bit of detail on this well, because the communities we're serving are really remote. I mean, they're far out there. And so to dig this well, we're in the Rift Valley, which means it's, you know, there's some volcanic things around, and typically you find a lot of mineral deposits in the water, making the water quite salty and stuff. To drill this well, we had to go down 660 feet. So that meant a big rig had to come in, and it was a little bit dicey because the roads are not paved. They were very off, you know, off the beaten track, off grid. So it was quite an ordeal, and it cost around $28,000 to dig one of these wells, just basically due to the remoteness and the depth that we have to go to dig these wells. Once we dig the wells, then it's all done by solar. We install solar panels. It's a solar pump, and then we pump water to a tank, which has a float switch on it. So just all day long, it's supplied. The people are supplied by this large storage tank, and it's completely hands-off, trouble-free for them. So anyways, we did do this well, and then once we got home and we had shared the video with people, we were contacted by a donor and said, hey, how much does it cost to dig a well? And we said $28,000, and they came back to us a week later and said, we really want to help some of your other communities get this clean water. And they said, we are willing to put up half, $14,000, if you can match that. We want to help give more communities clean water.
That's so awesome, and such, you know, such a great opportunity for people to get involved when their gift basically gets doubled. And I assume we direct people to your website if they want to give?
Yes. Yes, people can give toward this water project by going to our website, and there is a place that you can give, and we can direct those funds to helping some other communities get this clean water. It's amazing, really, because probably 95% of the people we work with do not have access to clean water in sub-Saharan Africa, Kenya. So clean water is not a given for them. We have had people die from parasite waterborne diseases. So it's a huge critical need for these people.
It definitely is. And as we'll connect people with the links they need and everything to give, but how would you ask people to pray? Because, you know, some people might not be able to give in this situation, but everyone can pray.
That's a really good question. How can people pray? Well, one of the first ways is pray for generous givers on this side. You know, 2 Corinthians 8:14 talks about that we have abundance in supply, and there's our others in want, and that we should be sharing our abundance with those people. And so firstly, pray that people would see the need, that they would realize that, hey, I've got easy access to water, but others don't. And this is a really critical need. Pray for us as we go in and dig these wells, that the water would be, we can find water, and that there would be good sources. And pray, too, that this would be an excellent opening door to us sharing the gospel with these people.
Definitely, we'll pass that along. That wraps up my questions for now. Is there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think we covered the need. Also, I think it's important to realize that it's not an easy thing to just pull up with a drill and drop it down, that the remoteness of these communities is a difficult thing. And also typically here, like if you drill a well, you might go down 40 feet, maybe 100, but to have to go down 600 feet, it's really incredible.
It definitely is, and we'll include that when we ask people to pray. It's just, you know, the logistics and getting to the water is, you know, even
right.
if you get the money and you start the project, you have to get to the water, which is another thing. So, yeah, we'll definitely include that.
Well, with this last project, too, you know, I mentioned that we're in the Rift Valley, so sometimes your water can be salty, and so we didn't know what kind of water we would get out of the ground. And as the water came up and we tested it and even tasted it, it had almost zero amount of salt in the water. So it is the most beautiful, clean, sweet water. And we're just really praising the Lord that that was the goal and that that's what happened, that these people got clean, sweet water.